Last week, Barbaro was favored to win the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico in Baltimore, and many believed he would go on to Belmont Park in New York and become the first Triple Crown winner in almost 30 years. But just a few moments after the Preakness Stakes got underway Saturday evening, catastrophe.
And Sweet Northern Saint is going to run with him. Bernardini is away third. On the outside, Diabolic goes fourth. Barbaro! Barbaro! I believe he's being pulled up! Barbaro's being pulled up! An astonishing development here! Barbaro's being pulled up by Edgar Prado. He is out of the race and out of the Triple Crown. He appears to have injured his right rear leg. His right hind leg appears to have been substantially injured.
Dave Johnson with the call there from Pimlico. An astonished crowd watched as jockey Edgar Prado leaned into Barbaro's shoulder, the colt lurching on three legs, his right hind leg destroyed by a bad step. His career shattered. The fight for his life began. Barbaro has emerged with a guarded prognosis after 6 hours of surgery, but with a long, precarious road to recovery still ahead. Andy Beyer is horse racing columnist for the Washington Post and the creator of the Speed Beyer Speed Figures you see on the Daily Racing Forum. He joins us today from his home in Washington. Andy, nice to have you back on the program, but sad that it's under such circumstances.
Well, this was as sad a day at the racetrack as I've spent in my life, and that encompasses a lot of days. I mean, I thought that unlike a lot of horses who've kind of had hype in recent years, that Barbaro was the real thing, and that we were really about to see something extraordinary happen at Pimlico.
If you have questions about what happened during the race, what it means for thoroughbred racing, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Zap us an email, talk@npr.org. 28 years since a Triple Crown winner, but about that long since we've seen an injury this bad in a big race on the racetrack. I was there in Belmont Park the day of the great match race, A Foolish Pleasure, and the brilliant filly Ruffian, who broke down and had to be destroyed the next day. As you pointed out in your piece, I think it was this morning in the paper, Andy, that left a very sour taste in everybody's mouth who saw it.
Yeah, I mean, racing was really riding high at the time in the wake of Secretariat's feats, and there was so much interest in that match race and that filly that it just left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. But you know, I mean, there are breakdowns often that. Well, not often, but, you know, the breakdowns, you know, happen in racing, and they are always painful to watch. I mean, I think even the most, you know, jaded race trackers, you know, when they see, you know, like, just a cheap horse break down in the first race at Charlestown, just avert their eyes because it's so painful to watch.
And then normally the screen would be pulled out on the track and the horse put down.
That is the usual procedure.
The difference with Barbaro is that Barbaro is worth tens of millions of dollars as a stallion should he survive.
Yeah, even the surgeon who operated on him said before the operation that he rarely sees injuries this severe, for the simple fact that horses this severely injured are usually just euthanized on the track. It's obviously it's an ordeal for the horse, and trying to save a horse under such extreme circumstances is very difficult to do, and financially prohibitive for a horse who has no more useful life. But in the case of a colt with a potentially stellar stud career ahead of him, you had to try everything.
Should be pointed out they did try to save Ruffian as well, but her injuries were too severe. She came out of the anesthetic kicking, and then there was no choice but to put her down. And fortunately, Barbaro came out of the surgery much better than that, at least according to reports.
Right, so. But he's not out of the woods. And as you said about Ruffian, the actual surgery is in most cases not the issue with saving horses. I mean, veterinarians and doctors know how to repair bones. It's just that, you know, when You know, after horses have gone through the surgery, you can't say to a horse, "Well, you know, lie in bed for 6 weeks and you'll be okay." I mean, they're high-strung animals. They get frightened. They're traumatized, and some of them just you can't handle the stress and re-injure themselves. I mean, fortunately, Barbaro really seems to have as good a temperament as a patient as he did as an athlete.
We're talking with Andy Beyer, The Washington Post, about Barbaro and thoroughbred horse racing. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get a listener on the line. Lee. Lee's calling from Sarasota in Florida.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Lee.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
My question, frankly, is horses race all the time, and I have to believe that horses make missteps all the time. This seems such a catastrophic injury. It's hard to imagine that there wasn't some sort of a pre-existing condition, or it just seems extraordinary that an animal could destroy itself in such a way if it was a healthy animal.
In the Triple Crown series, you hear rumors about horses all the time, and this horse isn't doing well. This horse looks a little lame. There was from the day he set foot at Churchill Downs until the time he set foot on the track at Pimlico. I mean, I never heard a whisper about Barbaro. I mean, the people who really know what they're looking at in terms of the physical animal, all said this horse was just a magnificent specimen. I believe that if there was a pre-existing problem, it was one that developed in that when he broke through the gate. And had to be pulled up and then was returned to the starting gate. That seems to me to be the only plausible scenario for a pre-existing condition. I mean, maybe he hurt himself in those few seconds.
Mm-hmm. Lee, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Here's an email from Janine in Alexander, Arkansas. It's my understanding that thoroughbreds have been bred to maximize the length of their legs and thus their stride and thus obviously their speed. Their legs are now so long that they have often become too fragile to bear the stress of sprinting, and breaks are quite common. And these accidents, she writes, are not acts of God. They're the result of unethical breeding in an inhumane industry.
Well, I mean, the thoroughbreds, going back, to almost the start of the species, were bred for speed and carried their weight on spindly little legs. I think that the issue about horse breeding today is that that horses are bred kind of purely for speed and with kind of no emphasis on durability and stamina. I mean, all breeders seem to want today is to get like a quick, precocious horse rather than the one who's going to have staying power. Now, having said that, Barbaro was kind of an exception to the normal practice. He was really, he had a superb pedigree, a distance running pedigree, and by a sire who was very durable. So I would say Barbaro kind of went against the grain anyway.
We just have a minute or so left, but you wrote we were better off perhaps in the era when big stables raised colts to run for their colors as opposed to primarily for sale, and that when they were racing themselves, soundness was very important to them, and when they're raising the horses for sale, they're just interested in speed.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the horses bred by the Whitneys, the Vanderbilts, and the Phippses, I mean, they bred these horses, to carry their own colors, and, they were interested in kind of the long-term results of the horse. Nowadays, I mean, when most horses are bred by commercial breeders who sell them at auction, their main concern is having a horse who looks good on a catalog page and looks like he's going to be precocious, and those horses don't necessarily last. But as I said, you know, Barbaro falls more into the category of the old style horse in terms of his breeding, and so I mean, I think his misfortune was just, you know, bad luck.
At our website, npr.org, you can see a diagram of Barbaro's repaired leg and an X-ray. There's also a list of other notable injuries to racehorses over the years. Andy Beyer, as always, thanks very much. Andy Beyer, horse racing columnist for the Washington Post, creator of the Beyer Speed Figures that you can see in the Daily Racing Form. He joined us today from his home here in Washington, D.C. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.